silly question, but Kyle Williams, until you get him in the game, what do you see for him this week? Is he ready to go and help you guys out or something?
Yeah, you know, last week was big for him just in learning an aspect of our offense. Of course, it's a game plan week, so it's very specific. It's not training camp, as we mentioned last week, but want to give him a few reps, a few plays this week, get him into the ball game, you know, see how he handles the information, the volume of information, especially during the game. So we're excited to see him in action.
What does the right side of your line look like today?
Well, I mean, you know, Fish is still, you know, rehabbing and getting himself ready to go. There hasn't been any decisions made yet on who's going to start over there yet. As we know, you know, Fish still has up until game time to make that decision. So I'll leave that up to the training staff to see where it's going to end up.
And Asamoah?
Asamoah is in the same situation.
How does that impact you?
Well, you know, as you look at the fourth quarter of the game the other night, I mean, Donald Stevenson goes in and you really don't lose a beat there at tackle. And you know, we got the young kid coming in and, you know, we can move some guys around. Jeff Schwartz is there. So we got some veteran guys that can step in and feel very comfortable in what they can do.
Funny little, not funny, but just a little levity. You know, I know Donald's kind of chomping it, getting a pass thrown his way and you're tackle eligible. when you're in that goal line, and I guess it's only one pass through this year.
Well, you know, it's we like to use the heavy personnel, so to speak, down there. I mean, a lot of teams are doing it for run and pass, a little bit of a disguise. He's not necessarily the primary guy, you know, on certain plays down there, but I'm sure he's looking forward to catching a pass.
I mean, does he have good hands when you run that?
Yeah, you know, he's an athletic guy, and he can move, and he, you know, he's on a couple goal line plays, you know, he has an opportunity to make a play, and we'll see what happens.
Doug, you talked about self-scouting, you know, during the bye week. That being said, were you disappointed at the way your offense performed after you had a couple of weeks off to really kind of look at the first 9 weeks?
Yeah, you know, we wanted to come in, and obviously red zone was a big factor for us, you know, coming out of the bye week, and we had the turnover, and then, of course, inside the five, we didn't have a – you know, the touchdown down there and settled for the field goal, you know, and those things can be a little disheartening. But, you know, the fact that we were still able to get off around 86, 87 plays in the ball game, take away penalties. But, you know, I thought Alex played well in the football game. We had some opportunities to push the ball down the field. We didn't capitalize on a couple of those. And we just got to keep getting better, keep learning from that. And we went up against a good football team. We know that. And, you know, give them credit. They deserve that win.
Kind of in that same vein, was it a concerted effort to try and push the ball downfield more against these guys?
It wasn't just necessarily against them, you know, the Broncos. You know, we've tried this whole season to push the ball down the field at certain times. Coverage, like I said, you know, coverage dictates where you go with the ball at any given time. But we're going to continue to find ways to get guys down the field.
How much of that has to do with you guys also talking to Alex about being willing to take a few more chances than maybe he would like to? I know that's a thin line, too.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to put those thoughts in your quarterback's head, you know, and say, hey, we got to do this, we got to do that. It handcuffs the quarterback. You still have to go and just execute the play, execute the offense, be patient with the offense. When the opportunity presents itself, then you take advantage of it and you pull the trigger and shoot the ball down the field. So, you know, everybody's in the same boat with this. We're on board with it. And, you know, when the opportunity's there, you have to make it make the most of it.
Can a team win a Super Bowl if they don't have that, if they don't show the ability to at least sometimes take the top off the defense?
I would like to say yes. You know, I mean, you look at history and some of the great defenses and things with teams that have won the Super Bowl and you know, off the top of my head, I can't think of how many deep balls were actually, you know, attributed to wins. But it's part of the game, and you have to do that and put your guys in position to make those plays down the field.
Coach, I know this is a little off the wall, but, you know, when you're dealing with a game that could be like 20 degrees and your guys may have to wear gloves, you know, you guys are trying to work on not passes being dropped and stuff. How does that kind of affect the game when you do have to – guys are wearing gloves that they haven't worn all year long, and the ball feels like a rock because it's 20 degrees. Do you account for things like that?
You know, you go into games and you never use weather, the opponent, whatever it is, injury as an excuse for a win or a loss. I think the guys go into each game. I mean, I just know going back to our days, you know, when I played in Green Bay, we had a lot of cold weather games, and guys just didn't, I mean, guys still came out, linemen came out with no sleeves on, and, they just deal with it, and it's part of the game, especially in environments like here in Kansas City at Arrowhead, where we know late in the season it's going to be cold, and you know, guys prepare themselves mentally for that, and we don't let it be an excuse for us not to go out and perform.
4 catches on 8 first half targets for Bo, and then he finished the game with 4 catches on, I think it was 14 targets, which was a season high for him. How'd you think he played?
I thought he played well. You know, there were times when he had opportunities, you know, to make plays, and we got him the ball. He made some nice catches. We're going to continue to do that. It was great to see that Alex went to him a number of times, you know, and again, you saw the tight man-to-man coverage, and that's something that we're gonna see every week, and we just have to get better at not only, you know, being accurate with the pass, but receivers have to be physical, and it comes down to a physical game, and when you see that type of coverage, you know, that's where that takes over, and we'll continue to keep getting Dwayne involved that way.
You mentioned the heavy formation earlier. You guys had the first and goal at the 2. Would you ever consider Dontari Poe in that package?
I guess, you know, we haven't really thought about it, but I'm sure that could definitely pop up.
He would like to do it.
Yeah, I know he would.
All he has to do is fall in the end zone. I mean, you score with him just falling.
I know.
It's that easy,
we'll see.
Right?
It's that easy. Yeah, it's that easy. Those guys on the other side get paid too, but yeah, we'll see.
What have you thought of Sean McGrath so far at this point in the year? He leads the team in yards per target. He's got the highest reception percentage on the team. Is there a concerted effort to get him the ball maybe a little bit more?
Not necessarily. Again, you don't go into each game saying we got to get X number of throws or targets to a certain guy. You know, your game plan may dictate, and especially as the game unfolds, will begin to dictate who's going to be the hot guy. He's definitely helped our offense. He's been a help to Anthony Fasano when he was injured. Obviously, he had to step up and play quite a bit. Now that he's fresh and healthy, it really gives us kind of a 1-2 punch at tight end, and we're going to continue to utilize that personnel group.
Hey guys, Jamal broke off the big run you guys kind of been waiting for.
Yeah.
Did he look healthier than he's been in a while? He's pretty fast and exploding through the hole.
Yeah, that was a great run for him. You know, I would love to see him turn the corner and take it, but I know Rogers Cromartie is pretty fast too, so it was a great explosive run for him, and again it was good to see.
Did he go out of bounds on his own, or did Rogers Cromartie get him?
Well, he was trying to turn. His speed and momentum just kind of carried him out of bounds, and you'd like to see him switch the ball to the outside hand, you know, and allow him to corner a little bit better. But it's a learning opportunity right there for him, and next time he's in that position, he'll do right.
Pretty good blocking up front on the play, too. Is that
yeah,
what you guys
it was, setting up? It was a great play. Anthony Sherman, the offensive line, did a nice job there. The split end receiver came in, had a nice block, and then Jamal, just there was a huge lane right there to run through.